In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Start off this morning asking you to please remember Father Alexander in your prayers this morning. He's not feeling very well at all. And I don't personally recall a time ever that he had to call in sick, except when he was having surgery. So please remember him in your prayers. He sounded pretty bad when I talked to him on the phone yesterday. I believe it was 1986. On the cable system throughout the United States, there was a week, an entire week, when they had a special channel that all cable companies opened up, and they showed us programs from the Soviet Union. It was the first time that had ever happened. It was such a mysterious place to us. It literally was behind an iron curtain, and we didn't know what went on behind that. And so we got to see things that were going on for an entire week. And of course, it was things that they only wanted us to see. They didn't show us all the things that were going on there. But it opened up the world to us in a way that our young people today can't imagine. They know what goes on in Russia today, but we had no idea what was going on back then. And at the end of that week of programs, there was a program that showed a group of teenagers from Louisiana, from New Orleans, who were privileged at that time, it's 1986 now, to spend 2 weeks in the Soviet Union. And they went around and saw various things and various facets of education and things that were going on in the Soviet Union. And every one of those kids, to a person, all said that they had experienced a culture shock. They couldn't believe all the things they saw, and mostly they couldn't believe how bad the food was, they said, and how they just didn't like anything that they had to eat. And their guide told them that the things that they were being given in the hotels that they were going to from place to place were actually far better than anything that any normal Soviet citizen was eating at the time. And so all those kids, when they came home, the first thing they said when they got home was that they realized how grateful they were for the things that they had taken for granted here. They realized how thankful they were for all the things, that the blessings that they had been given here in the United States. And that's basically what our gospel is about today. Our gospel is about gratitude, and on the converse side of it, lack of gratitude. We find our Lord going into Samaria, coming out of Samaria actually, into some villages just on the border of Samaria. And he runs across 10 lepers, and they had to stand afar off. They were standing far away from the people, and they cried out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us, have mercy on us." And as we see oftentimes in the gospel, we see that the physical state of the person that the Lord healed mirrors the spiritual state of them as well. Physically, these lepers were the outcasts of society. Lepers had to stand far off from everybody. They had to tinkle a little bell. I hear bells going on. I don't know what that is. But maybe there's some lepers here. But they had to tinkle a bell wherever they went to let people know that they were coming in proximity to a leper, to someone who had this terrible physical disfiguring disease. They also had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean." Can you imagine walking through the world everywhere you went? And whenever you saw somebody as far away as the back wall there, you had to cry out, "Unclean, unclean," so people would know that you, the unclean one, was coming close to them. So that's what they were having to endure. And they begged Christ to have mercy on them. That's what was wrong with them physically. Now spiritually, as we're going to find out later because of their acts, we find out that they were far away from God as well due to the leprosy of their own sinful lives. Only one prayer can be said by a person like that. Really, the only prayer that can be said by any of us. And that is, "Have mercy on us, O Lord." But Christ hears their petitions. And because, as we've seen over the last several weeks, his faithfulness to the law had been questioned by the chief priests and the Pharisees, the first thing he did was tell them, give them an obedience. Go, take yourselves and show yourself to the priest of the law. So he sends them away. Because that's what Leviticus told. Only a person with leprosy could receive a certificate of cleansing if he had been examined by a priest of the Mosaic law and been found to be clean. to be cleansed, as it were called. So he goes off. He sends them off, fulfilling the law, the Lord does. And on the way, all 10 of these lepers found that they were healed even before they got to the priest. And yet only one out of the 10 returned and gave Christ thanks. And that, of course, was a Samaritan, who not only was an outcast because of his leprosy, but he was an outcast amongst the other Jews because he was a Samaritan. So this man who was a double outcast was the only one, we are told in the Gospel today by St. Luke, who came back and gave thanks to the Lord. All 10 begged Christ for mercy. They didn't necessarily even beg for healing. They begged Christ for mercy. All 10 of them did. But only one of them was totally whole when he left Christ. Only one was the one who heard Christ say, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." And some translations I looked at last night said, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith has saved thee." Only one of them. They all received physical healing, but only one of them walked away with a salvation of his spiritual soul, his spiritual self. And St. Cyril of Alexandria says that the Jews, the 9 other Jews, lepers, like all of Israel, being hard of heart, had fallen into what he calls a thankless forgetfulness. A thankless forgetfulness. What does he mean by that? He means that forgetting that all that we have, everything that we have is ultimately a gift from God, and we must, in all humility, offer thanks back to God for the good things he has given to us. Now, Israel was constantly forgetting all the mercies that they had received from God. Forgetfulness of his mercy is what allowed the Israelites, as they were wandering the desert for 40 years, to forget the mercies that he had shown them in taking them out of slavery and turning to idolatry again by worshiping a golden calf. Later on in the history of Israel, the prophet Jonah was sent to the city of Nineveh to tell them that because of their blasphemies and their sinfulness, that God was going to destroy that city. So when Jonah got to Nineveh, the people actually listened to him. And we're told in the book of Jonah that the leader of Nineveh called a general fast and put on sackcloth and ashes himself. And everyone, from the greatest to the least, fasted and prayed and repented, and God himself repented, as the word is used. He repented. He changed his mind. He changed his mind and did not destroy the city. But Nineveh quickly forgot the mercies of God. Quickly forgot the mercies of God. And so God had to send the prophet Nahum to them, whom we celebrated about a week ago on December the 1st, to tell them the same thing that Jonah did. And this time they didn't listen. And today Nineveh is no more. There is no Nineveh. It was destroyed. But the people of God today, the church, you and me, we are called to be a people of remembrance and a people of thanksgiving. That's the essence of our life. Father Alexander Schmemann used to say, particularly in his book on the Eucharist, he said that all Orthodox Christians are called to be a Eucharistic people. The Greek word for Eucharist, Evcharisto. Thank you. Thanks. Thanksgiving. That's what our liturgy is. Evcharisto, a thanksgiving to God. Before we begin the most solemn part of the liturgy, the priest comes out and says, "Let us lift up our hearts, let us give thanks unto the Lord." And he turns around and goes in and he says, "It is meet and right to give thanks unto thee, to praise thee in every place of thy dominion." I always seem to mention the Palaeo psalm that we do during the Matins in just about every sermon I give. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." That long psalm that we do begins with "give thanks," and it ends with "give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." For mercy and thanksgiving, in the Orthodox understanding of things, go hand in hand. The lepers today cry out, "Have mercy on me. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me." But the Samaritan comes back and says, "Evcharisto, thank you, Lord, for the gifts you have given me." And the Lord says to him in return, "Go thy way. Thy faith has saved thee." I think for an Orthodox Christian, this leper, this Samaritan leper today for us, should be a role model. It should be a role model for the way we pray. For we should cry out with faith, "Have mercy on me, O Lord," and then return to the Lord and offer him thanksgiving for the things that he has done to us. And that's exactly what we're going to do a little bit later when we come out for communion. When the priest comes out with a chalice, we're going to pray, have mercy on me and forgive my transgressions, both voluntary and involuntary. And then after we take communion, after we are given the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to turn back around at the end of the liturgy and say, I thank thee, O Lord my God, who has not rejected me a sinner, but has made me worthy to be a partaker of these eternal and heavenly things. The leper partook of eternal and heavenly things when he met the Lord today, and he found salvation. Giving thanks to God for all things, we are told by the fathers, is an antidote to pride which draws us away from God. St. Maximus the Confessor tells us that as long as we have sinful habits, such as being ungrateful to God, which is caused by pride, he says, then we will need to be humbled. We will need to be brought to our knees in order that we might eject our pride and turn to gratitude to God. We think, how could Israel have possibly crossed through the Red Sea? They've seen the Red Sea open up before them, crossed through it as though they were on dry land, and not that long after build a golden calf and bow down and worship it in idolatry. How could that have happened? Because, St. Cyril says, they had a thankless forgetfulness, not realizing, as St. John Chrysostom says in our liturgy, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from thee, the Father of lights. I remember also in 1986, our president, President Reagan, went to the Soviet Union. I'm not sure if that was the first time an American president had gone there. I know that Nixon went when he was vice president. But Reagan went there, and it was a big deal. I really remember that here. And I remember one morning, I was getting ready for work, and Reagan, they had Reagan on the television there, and he was speaking to a group of college students. And the speech he was giving was captivating me. I couldn't stop. I was late for work. I knew I had to go, but I couldn't stop listening to him. And afterwards, he was talking about freedom and what America was all about to this group of young Soviet intellectual students. And then came the question and answer time. And during that time, they got up and they were kind of snarky to him. They were you know, trying to point out how communism was the greater way to have life and whatnot, particularly in regard to religion. And he said back to them something I'll never forget. He said that the Spirit of God was so ingrained in the Russian society that even after 70 years of communism, even the most ardent Bolshevik communist, he says, could not even say thank you without mentioning the word of God. Spasibo, thank you, in Russian, literally means save God. So even the most ardent communists could not say thank you without remembering God. God's mercy shines on us all, good and bad, just like the sun, the Lord says. And even though the 9 lepers did not give thanks to the Lord, they still received their healing. They still received their healing. Just like you and I still receive all the blessings that God turns our way, even though we may or may not return thanksgiving to him at all. But true thankfulness and true gratitude, the fathers tell us, are the results of deep faith. He said the nine lepers received healing, but they had no faith. The thankful leper, the Samaritan, as Christ said, he had faith. And because of that faith, he offered thanksgiving and received salvation as well. My brothers and sisters, we are called upon to be a Eucharistic people. We are called upon to be a thankful people. We must realize that even the air that we breathe is a gift to us from God, and we need to offer thanks to him as it is meet and right. It's a saying that comes from the Syriac fathers. It doesn't say which Syriac father, but it goes this way. When evening comes, collect your thoughts and ponder the course of your day. Observe God's providential care for you, the rising of the moon, the joy of daylight, the beautiful colors adorning all creation, the winds, the varied fruits that God has given you, and how the elements minister to your comfort, how you were preserved from accident during the course of the day, and all the other activities of grace. And having pondered this, wonder of God's love will well up in you, and gratitude will bubble up within you for God's acts of grace. How grateful are we, my brothers and sisters, for all the gifts that God has given to us? Have you said thank you to God today for the good things that he has done for you? Have you remembered, as we will say at the end of our liturgy, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and offer thanks to God? If you have, then let us remember the words of St. Simeon the New Theologian that hopefully we all prayed in the communion prayers this morning. With a thankful mind, with a grateful heart, with thankfulness in my soul and my body, I will worship and magnify and glorify God unto ages of ages. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen.